There is a common sentimental temptation in the life of the Christian, that is, to see that peace reigns about, and ultimately, often we want it not, as it were, for ourselves or for the good of the mystical body, but we want it not for others, but ultimately for ourselves. We simply do not want to be bothered by having to give witness to our Christian faith. But the Lord in today's gospel tells us very clearly that we will have to be expected not only be to be betrayed by the enemies of the church, but by the very dear, our loved ones. Our Lord tells us that even the closest of relatives, parents, brothers, and sisters, will hand some over to prisoners. That is, because we try to live a Catholic life while others try to live that worldly life. And so there will be that constant enmity, that constant push and pull between those who are striving to please God, fulfilling that which he requires of them, and those who are trying to attack the mystical body of Christ. And so we have to resolve to trust the Lord in the words he says. He tells us very clearly in today's gospel that persecution will be the part and parcel of the mystical body of Christ, but he also tells us we need not fear, we need not despair, for he will give us the words to defend him when those words are required. He will give us the ability to persevere through prisons, through all trials, and through all kinds of tribulations, because he truly loves those who seek to serve him. In no way does this connote that in some way we are special, for we are called to be members of the church by the grace of God, and it is his grace that sustains us. And ultimately, we must be willing to do all these things, to accept all these things, even at the hands of our most dearly beloved ones, because we must be willing to suffer for their sake as Christ suffered for our sake. And so we are not to complain, although we are not to readily go looking for persecution or to go looking for martyrdom or those things or such things. When the Lord, as it were, has called us to do something, to bear something extraordinary, he will give us clear signs as to the time and the places to do so. But in the interim, we must try to persevere through the ordinary trials and tribulations, through the ordinary betrayals that we see of Christ each and every day of our lives, always commending ourselves for the grace to persevere in our faith and commending others that they may come to the faith. And the very suffering that we endure is a penance that is always we are always able to add to our prayers in order to win from God the conversion of all souls. And so let us endure all things in this life as the Lord endured suffering in his life on earth for our sake, so that ultimately we and all our loved ones and all the enemies of the church may be truly and authentically converted and ultimately praise their good God together for all eternity. The Lord has taken care of all things for us. He tells us very clearly that not a hair of our head will be destroyed. And so each and every one of us has one thing to look forward to in this life. Each and every one day will die, whether we die at the hands of persecutors of the church or from natural causes or from an accident is in one sense irrelevant, for the truth is one day we will die, and the Lord assures us that even on that day, if we have served him well in this life, not a hair of our head will be harmed, for one day what has decayed in this earth will be resurrected and restored by the Lord and reunited to the soul. So we have that complete confidence that God can do all things. And indeed, in his resurrection, he proves to us that he truly can do all things. And so we truly have nothing to fear in this life, not even death, if we strive to serve the Lord in this life in order to enjoy him for all eternity in heaven. The only fear of death that the human person has is the one who has willingly and deliberately chosen to not serve God in this life and ultimately to die in that most awful state by which they will be condemned to hell for all eternity. And so let us, through our trials and our tribulations, our faults, our failings, and our sins, let us always turn to God, ask him for mercy in this life, in order that we may enjoy him forever in the life to come.
Immortal. Christus.